This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on Eddie Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. It's a nursing home H&P. And the place was Prometica in Flint. And Prometica is P-R-O, capital M-E-D-I-C-A. New paragraph, patient profile. Mr. Thomas is a 68-year-old male who came from Hurley. Period. New paragraph, chief complaint. He's here for further rehab and post-acute care following both a stroke and myocardial infarction, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Thomas had two recent hospitalizations, period. He had one in which he developed a left hemiplegia and it was felt that he had a stroke, period. He then went to an assisted living, but arrived back at Hurley in a non-rebreather mask, period. He was drowsy and short of breath, and was noted to have nausea and was not having nausea or vomiting, period. He was hypoxic with O2 sat around 70%, and he was hypotensive at 80 over 61, period. He was given a 2-liter fluid bolus and started Levofed and given phenylephrine, period. The pressure improved, but he had altered mental status and needed to be intubated and mechanically ventilated, period. He was in the ICU, period. He had a leukocytosis and urinalysis suggested a urinary tract infection, period. His lactate was up to 4 and then came down to 2.8, period. He was on broad spectrum antibiotics treated for sepsis, period. He also had a non-ST elevation myocardial infarction during that hospitalization period. They couldn't do the full ACS protocol because in the first admission there were areas of hemorrhage in addition to infarcts on the CT that were new, period. It was felt that there was a recent ischemic stroke with hemorrhagic conversion in February of this year, period. There's small areas of microbleed in the right cerebellar hemisphere and left thalamus, period. New paragraph, he also had acute kidney injury with a creatinine of 1.7, period. In the past, there was a history of renal artery stenosis with stenting, and he had a history of accelerated hypertension, period. After he was treated for the hypotension, he later had an episode of severe hypertension, and thus was started on his antihypertensives again, period. Pressure is now tending slightly on the high side, or normal, but not extremely high, and his hypotension has resolved, period. The hypercarbic and hypoxic respiratory failure did resolve, period. We continued albuterol by nebulizer due to a COPD, period. It was noted by cardiology that he had the non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, period. He was known in the past to have coronary artery disease with a cardiac intervention to the left circumflex and right coronary artery in 2012, period. His kidney injury resolved, period. He became stable for discharge to skilled nursing facility on the 29th of March, period. New paragraph, past history, hypertension, left lower lobe pneumonia, and he had that in this hospitalization also, period. Non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, stroke with hemorrhagic conversion, acute kidney injury, dysphagia, hypercarbic and hypoxic respiratory failure. New paragraph, he has arthralgia, passage arthralgias with multiple sites and migraine. Then, family history. His mother had a heart attack, and his father had heart attack, stroke, and alcohol abuse. To pair of social history, he's been smoking cigarettes and has a 42-pack-year smoking history, period. No alcohol excess or drug abuse, period. New paragraph medications. Nitrotime capsule, 2.5 milligrams every 12 hours via G-tube. Nitric patch, 0.1 milligram transdermally once a day. Albuterol by nebulizer, every 4 hours if needed. Artificial tears, one drop to each eye every 4 hours. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams nightly. Cardura, 4 milligrams daily. Clonidine, 0.1 milligram every 8 hours for any blood pressure over 160. Docusate, 100 milligrams every 12 hours. Dulcolax, 10 milligrams every 24 hours as needed. Keppra, 500 milligrams every 12 hours. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams every 12 hours. Milk of magnesia, 30 mLs every 24 hours, PRN. Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. San, 8.6 milligrams, 2 tablets nightly. Lansoprazole, 30 milligrams by G-tube daily. His oral meds are given by G-tube, period. New paragraph. Allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 144 over 70. Temperature 97.6. Pulse 70. Respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactor light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal. Hearing seemed adequate. Neck supple without master nodes. Lungs. Slightly diminished breath sounds appeared. No wheezes, no crackles. Percussion normal. Cardiovascular normal. S1S2. No gout, no murmur. No significant edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS. Cranium's grossly intact period. He has a severe left hemiplegia period. There's a slight ability to move his fingers and his feet, but he could not elevate any limb off the bed period. Sensation grossly intact. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. Left hemiplegia, no acute joint inflammation or fusion, some thickening of the knees, no cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Thomas is here for post-acute care following a stroke and a myocardial infarction, period. He's debilitated with poverty of speech and has hypophonia, period. We'll continue. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily, plus aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. Two, he has the myocardial infarction. We'll continue the aspirin, Plavix, as well as metoprolol, 25 milligrams BID. In paragraph 3, he has central hypertension and it's borderline now, and I'll observe on amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, plus the metoprolol as noted. Period 4, he has COPD, and I'll continue albuterol by nebulizer every 4 hours as needed. 5. We'll continue Keppra 500 milligrams every 12 hours for seizure history, period. I'll follow McBriar with period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. When I'm done, I push 5.